very hospitable man.
We believe that all men are created
equal. To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The world on edge as Israel weighs its response to that swarm of more than 300 Iranian missiles and drones early Sunday, targeting military installations in Israel, some of them streaking right over the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Israel's war cabinet convening overnight but announcing no decisions. It was one of the largest salvos of ballistic and cruise missiles ever fired. But Israel's missile defense system, along with a combined international effort led by the U.S., intercepting 99% of those threats, including more than 100 ballistic missiles, according to the IDF. U.S. forces alone taking out nearly 90 drones and missiles long before they reached Israel's borders. President Biden on the phone with those airmen Sunday.
It made an enormous difference, potentially saving a lot of lives.
There was global condemnation of the attack, and the G7 with an emergency meeting late Sunday to coordinate a response. Some of the missiles did make it past the defenses. In a video circulating online verified by ABC News, you can see missiles striking Israel's Nevatim airbase. The aftermath seen here, debris from a rocket booster found in southern Israel. Israel saying a 7-year-old girl severely wounded was the only casualty. Key to Israel's success, its multi-layered aerial defense system, including the Iron Dome, which specializes in short-range rockets, David Sling, meant to intercept medium-range projectiles, and the Arrow, designed for long-range missiles.
Iran has been clear it considers the matter closed, but an Israeli official tells me that Israel will respond at the time and place of its choosing. But there is concern here that a tit-for-tat style response will permanently change the rules of the game. They don't want that here. And the U.S. has been blunt. If Israel chooses to retaliate against Iran, it'll be doing so alone.
Alone. Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm so glad the Ayatollah waited for us to return from vacation before he went and attacked the Israel. Because, frankly, you know, when we left, I said it felt a little untimey. Remember? Didn't it? It felt a little untimey when we left, and Iran hadn't even attacked Israel. Yisrael hasn't even attacked, and you know, the people in Gaza would. I don't know. I can't take it. But you know, it was like we had an eclipse, right? So that felt untimely. It was snowing in April. They had like a massive snowstorm in April. We had an earthquake in New Jersey. There was an earthquake in Taiwan. Bridges are like falling down, you know, like a little ship just dings it. And the whole thing just falls down like a freaking, you know, Lego set. Really, it was very, I don't know. So I thought, you know what, we need to take a week off. Just because if this is the end time, I really need to teach myself how to inhale the marijuana, which I did. I did, everybody. I have my new favorite. It's called Mac One. Anybody ever smoke it? It's a hybrid. I liked it. I will grow it this year is what I'll do. But I just, and then all of a sudden, you know, like I'm on vacation. Well, not really. You know, I don't know what Brett did on his vacation, except, you know, babysit a lot. I know that, right? But I was like, okay, I'll catch up on all my doctor's appointments. That's what I'll do. And so that's what I did, you know. And, you know, I contemplated living on a cruise ship. You know, you could do that now. You can live on a cruise ship. You can actually live the rest of your days on a freaking cruise ship. It's very expensive. And, you know, I developed this, you know, I always had this online shopping habit, right? But you see this sweater? It's like $3. I'm not kidding. You know what I'm talking about, right? This website, Temu, it's like totally Chinese. The whole thing. I'm surprised any of it's even in dollars. I'm surprised any of it's not, you know, like in yuan or yen or something. And that any of it's in English. But oh my God, it's so, 89 cents for earrings. Yes, I know it's bad. I know it's wrong, but that's what my week was for. And I'll tell you why I got addicted to it. I'll tell you exactly why. Because when I realized I couldn't afford to live on a cruise ship and that the world was coming to an end, because on top of it, OJ died, right? Which is the first bookend to my entire career, as you know. Okay, so OJ, and now Donald Trump is on trial. And I thought, that's it. That's the bookend. That's the beginning. That's the alpha and the omega, if I could speak apocalyptic to you for a brief moment. And then Iran, for the first time in its history, launched an attack without using proxies, okay, actually did it from its turf, from its territory. Now, if that doesn't scream apocalyptic, you know, end of the world, you know, better have cute shoes, which is why I went on Temu to buy the cute shoes. And also because I had gone to the doctor. OJ went to the doctor. You know it killed him, right? Uh-huh. Wrecked him. Nearly killed him. It was his prostate is what it was. He's finally, I swear it's Nicole's curse. She got back at him. Either that or Ron Goldman. I don't know. Or both of them wished and hoped and prayed that, you know, somehow the area down there would betray him. And it did. But it freaked me out so bad. And then I went to the doctor because this is what I had planned to do so that I wouldn't have to take time off from you for real. I would just, you know, do one after the other. So I went to the dentist and then I went to the eye doctor because, you know, I have this dry eye thing and they have to squoze it. They have to squeeze it with, this machine that heats up to 42 degrees Celsius, 42 degrees, definitely 42 degrees. Wapna, you know, I'm like it's down to a science, you know, how they can express your meibomian glands. I mean, it's very fun. And then the next day I went to the derm because I live in Florida. It's very sunny, you know, and while I do have a vitamin D deficiency in the sunshine state, I thought maybe I should go and, you know, see that I don't have skin cancer anywhere because I'm out in the garden all the time. So I go out there. You know what this, I mean, you want to talk humiliation? You want to talk like it should be the end times? Like I would hope it would be the end times already at this point. And I know a lot of you in the audience, you know, like you grew up with me and now we're all freaking up. We grew up. So we're all up like all night. I go to the doctor, I go to the derm. Okay. Now I thought that this was a place where you could get like fillers and, you know, lip injections and you know, like could like in, just shoot me up with you know, like hyaluronic acid fillers. I don't even know how to say it right. You know, no, they just take one look at me and they go, okay, so take off all your clothes. Here's the little post-it. You know, they give you a little piece of paper to wear. Here, put on this post-it opening in the back. That's my worst side. Yes, opening in the back. We'll be back. And like these two, I don't know, one was 23 years old and the other one was a PA. You know what that is now? No doctors. It's a PA. Okay. They're like, oh, maybe 28, 29, right? Because doctors, 33, med school, residency, the whole thing. Okay. So now I'm in a room with two girls under the age of 30, naked, with the post-it open to the back. She looks at the whole back, you know, and I know they're laughing. I could feel it. I could feel it. I could. And you know what she says to me, Brent? This is really upsetting. She goes, can you roll over? Like, I wasn't able to. Like, I'm not ambulatory anymore. I was like, and that's why I went home, I smoked the pot, and I got on a Chinese website, and I bought $3 sweaters and 89-cent earrings all day, all day. And then Iran attacked Israel.
First of all, that naked thing, that's a total power play by the medical society, by medical society. You don't have to be that naked.
You do have to be that naked for the skin check. Yes, you do. No, you have to be stark raving nude, Brett. You do. And I tell you, it was the height of humiliation. I've been to OBGYNs my whole life. You know, like I've been in the stirrups, okay? At this point, you hope that you have a doctor with like, you know, I don't know, shaking hands. It would be like, you know, some sort of pleasure you could get out of the whole thing. But honestly, you know, it's not a thing. It's girls grow up this way. We're used to it, okay? We're used to, oh no, could you slide down? Slide down. I'm like in Panama already. No, slide down some more. Like, I need you in South America. What? Are you kidding me? But this was the worst experience. It was so humiliating. It was so, can you roll over? It wasn't like, okay, roll over.
Did they give you a round of applause when you did?
Oh my God, Brett. If they did that, I would have gone home and like, you know, searched my medicine cabinet for like, you know, any, like a whole bottle of aspirin would have worked. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. That was so unbelievable. But then I smoked the joint. And I watched the Trump rally. Oh, my God.